Today is July 25, 1986, Regional Elders Council Meeting.
He's not leaving, so he'd like to leave there, stay where he is.
Okay.
He'd like to be where he is on the agenda. He said he's not leaving. You can borrow mine.
This week, past Monday, we moved
into the high school where most of the activities are taking over and taking place, and I started getting set up. And most of us worked there all day, every day starting last Monday, and we'll work there until the conference, after the conference is over. And most of the people are volunteers from different organizations and just people, you know, who wanted to help.
Yeah,
right now we've got about 100 people working over there.
Yeah, Clarence, I understand Cliff is trying to set up a charter to pick up Alfred.
Our guests and everything else. And we'll probably, when we get operating on Monday, we'll probably have about 150 people.
Okay, they didn't start right at 9, they just
we expect around 1,500
minutes
to go
here.
That's a guess. Somebody wanted to know 2 years ago what how many people we have, and I tried to figure it out, and I said 1,500. And we've been using that as the planning figure for getting food and that kind of thing. We really don't know. We're going to have about 80 people from Greenland, 80 people from Canada, and then the rest coming from Alaska. But we know we got a lot of people because we have about 600 people on our list that are coming, and then other people are chartering, coming in on their own, and we're trying to take care of them. ICC conference is made up of two parts. One is the General Assembly, whose main job right now is to put together an Arctic policy. They're trying to, whatever the Inuit people in Canada, Greenland, and Alaska want, as far as what happens in our land, in all three countries, they're writing it up. Once it passes at this conference, then the different delegations from Alaska, Canada, and Greenland will try to get the governments they work with to adopt these policies so they follow them when they do work in the Arctic. In different places, it's different things. The most important thing that's going on right now that affects us is oil exploration. And that's one of the things that they're trying to develop policies for. Another thing that's, I think, fairly important is what the military does in the Army and Air Force does in the Arctic. And in all three countries, they have bases in the Arctic. They have some places, nuclear weapons, atomic bombs located there, and those kind of things we discuss and talk about. The other thing is we have an elders conference that goes along right along with it. This year, the elders conference is spending most of its time in the General Assembly. The General Assembly starts on Monday. The elders conference will be with the General Assembly on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday morning. Wednesday afternoon, the elders move to the senior center and have their own conference on Wednesday afternoon, all day Thursday and Friday morning. And Friday afternoon they move back to the General Assembly and stay there till the assembly is over on Sunday. They go from Monday through Sunday. Sunday they only work half a day, but from 1 o'clock till they're done. Conference delegates for the Elders House Conference are Billy and Mildred. They're the official delegates. But all of you are welcome to attend it all. The conference will be translated And Green Landing, whatever that is.
Green.
And everybody that attends can get a headset that you can dial in to whatever language you want to listen to. And so you're welcome to be there. These things are run a little different than the way we run them. The only people that can talk are the delegates. Don't let anybody talk from the floor. And so if any of you have anything to say, you have to go to a delegate. You have to go to Billy or Mildred and say, you know, I want to talk. And then they will tell the chair that they want you to talk. And then you have to go to their chair and use their mic. So if you want to talk, you can't just raise your hand and talk. They don't let you do that. You have to go through Mildred or Billy to talk. If you want to talk, you know, make sure you let them know. Part of that reason is because of the mics. When you talk, there's people translating in all these different languages. And so you have to talk from a mic. You can't just talk from any place on the floor. One of the things we're trying to do is make these people welcome, and I think that's where you can really help. It's a little late for you to go back home and grab your Nithabap and bring it here and share it with them, but I know some of you already sent some here to help us with that, but you can at least, these are all EFAPs, all the people, and they're, you know how EFAPs are, they're bashful. They don't like to say anything or do anything, so you have to kind of grab them and bring them home with you and start to get to know them. Otherwise, they'll just pass you by. They'll just say hello and go by. You know, just pass it.
Yeah.
And so you got to bring them in. And they like it here so far. The people I've talked to, they really like it here. They feel comfortable here, just like being at home. But you have to drag them in. So wherever you're staying, you know, you see these people from Canada and Greenland, drag them in, or even other parts of Alaska. I don't know what's going to happen at the Elders Conference. I have agendas. This agenda was made here in Kotzebue. And Tommy Brower said, okay, that's fine. He said, when we get together, we'll change it. So I don't know what's going to happen, so that's the other. So for the 2 days that the elders are meeting, what the elders will do right off the bat is they'll make their own agenda. You don't listen to us people that try to make it for us. You know, if you have something you want to bring up, talk to Billy and Mildred, make sure they know. So they, when they start working on the agenda on Wednesday, then you can go ahead and put something on the agenda if you think it's important. The agenda is made up just with a few things on it that are from the regular agenda of the ICC, things that the ICC is working on. But I know that the elders have other concerns, so you'll get a chance to change that agenda.
Yang awal ni, 40 kali lagi, 11 jam, 40 kali, 80
ICC, आपको ग्रीनलैंड में जो कनाडा में जो अलास्का में जो माने इनकी पेट इनपर ये में ICC और लखनऊ लोग अपन हाथ से भी और लखनऊ चाहते हो आप ये जो अच्छा मना है तो 2 years वो को चांस पे तो बने एक स्टार उम्मीद कहते मरा होते नेफेट नेफेनिंग ना का इंग्लैंड खानों उपकरण नए दिखाने में दूंगा 2 years yung nakobna sa bakit paknag yun suli mantimi high school mo tama tenyak na sa bakit niya sa tama na paknag yun tama na ano yung lilik na tama 100 tal ni makipak umuwi yun yung ba tama ni mani sa bakit tama na paknag yun sa bakit na tama na aglan Nekendeng lo pasti yang sama ini bayar kurang katanya 150 kan oke nah nekendeng lo pak nero kita oke ah itu le emang lo kapsis iklan nakitnya kerennya ter mixa fluid PM mesin 1500 ini bayar kila kagak juga lebih juga kau cerita tak nak lain maksimal lagi aglan ubo can Greenland menyo Canada menyo gerne aktor e the people that tam ngale ta ni we tila kala ni agarne we to call ni ta ko tanya ga ti ko tema isu ma no la chame tera ni i yo ru ka tema ti yo to ku wi 600 tama
thank you
invite tam ne ji po ti ga tu ne Jadi katimak pada jadi ini jalan katimak yamin arti kala semik sabah kagetnya siapa itu nasi malam kanung kok terhamba mana inyune mungkin mana nak lurah lu aglama karena ininya tu sabah tu ini
bed
inyune kan mana nak lurah lihat pun karena aglam itu karena aglam itu dibuatin umane kata makpak kumen jadi angin lugu jadi makanok sabar sabar itu dulu si si bunyi kak
okay
jadi kita nak kak
kau yang tahu tu
tahu nak sulit aglam a jadi makok makunua
okay
pokok naik tinun jadi makak nak anok angin sangat tinun
Am I drifting?
I'm not.
Am I drifting now?
So late. That's how many. Because you have $5 to make that you can get. The money can afford it. Army is your Air Force. No. The money goes to Lego. The hammer of the money is you with. Hano. Is it coming?
Okay.
That's what you really come out. The mother. The mother. The mother. The mother. The mother. The mother. Sama pakai sulle elipse elders conference beli you sama melalui cara kiri mandi mandi ini orang ni juga kayaknya ni senior center media kata magisnya sudah karena untuk kanak dokter sama tamat penuna Monday, yeah, Monday and Tuesday. Monday and Tuesday, high school meet up at. In Tanyani, your business starting Wednesday afternoon through Friday morning. Sapunane, Takpinyane, Katin Mabe, Sidney, Takpinyane, Tokanale, Ilagun, Tana, Okakrap to business. Kami tu, juga agenda kami tamna, juga tahun senior dan senior itu kanal itu kita juga agak apa, agak anu juga, kau tiga, kinya payap. Tak nak nip bumiye nyesok sama icak rendu karena translate aktor inna kating asin nalekse semen nip nijawapan sama beliyo menurutlu aku telekiro ini simak canglu kisenik termaikan nungguni kisenik temnya muka okdo pikjak isinya takku buat nalunecu semen nalekse itu menyebabkan naka panitimen nipiksamik acok tupsi nguni takku adalah apakah anggul kisenik kisinya itu takna sibun naka hoting kinyapaya na upak takta apti jayun delegit kanya nipilirat labnutin sulit potikin laka iglado agresor temetko terama anok juga taluit dijalau karik karena ingnik isekata kayak tahu menyanyi biwit ini pengen bulutin nalub mang nami tani nalub bulutin dinyanyi ngeciduk juga taluit dulu pilih-pilih tak kuruk sama ingnik pinjak kami kalau langinya kami juga begitu lo ini dalam kuih makam cuba itu panali chairman pangma Tom Brower di semakam cuba chairman agak hari tak turu ko karena apa kerumatin nak kuih juga Tom Brower tu nak tu tema tema ni pun kat imajup tu, anak muka lu itu disitu pun di nak omnya tu lilo fit, kan apa kalau anak lu disitu kan?
We worked together so long, I don't even have to say anything. He'll bring it up anyway.
Jabat sudi sangat panal lagi. Nak pergi di rumah, kapok nak pergi nak dia, pergi sebelah motor. Kang sini tak faham kan? Nak pergi. Sebenarnya, baca sini. Apa sudi sangat optimis, kang sila optimis, jangan kan nak buat.
Kavna, Thomas Bowen and Nick.
Old man, senior.
Thank you.
Up a fruit,
okay, the next item I'm talking about is the Northwest Arctic Borough. As you know, all of you, because all of you helped us get the borough started, maybe we didn't want to have another government, but in order to get that land away from the North Slope Borough, we had to start our own borough. And it's a good thing that you worked with us, because if you didn't, we would have lost that land. And we got it now, and I ran for the borough mayor, so I'm mayor of the new borough. Since the election, we have had two meetings of the assembly. We have 11 assembly members, you know, I think you know who they are. Robert's one of them. And all we've done so far is to try to start the borough. And the president of the borough right now is Marie Queen. And another big government running around. You got enough governments with your city governments and your, all your villages. We want to help them in what they're doing, but we don't want to take over anything that they're doing. We want to let them run. So we'll help your city governments and your village governments, because your councils know better what you need in your village, and they should work on what you need, and then we'll just try to help them. We've got enough money from the state this year to operate, but after that, then we have to find other money. Starting next month, we'll be working with Cominco to see if they'll fund the growth. I'm pretty sure that they will. How much, I don't know. Hopefully they'll in the Red Dog Mine, they'll give us more money than we need
to set up the charter to pick him up,
take care of the people I've got working for me.
What he told me yesterday.
And if they do, then we can use that money for other things.
Roger,
and
he
right
told
now,
me 10:30 that he set it up.
We're open. Whatever you want to suggest, you know, that you can help us. What should we work on? What should the borough work on? I really don't want us to work on the same kind of things that the cities are working on, you know, like sewer and water and police and fire and the kind of things that your city councils work on. Other boroughs, all they do is do the same thing in the state. They work on the same things. I don't want to do that, because I think they're taking care of, as best they can, those kind of things. I think we should work on something else. One of the areas that I think that they should work on is indicated at the state that we should work on. Because if the area that we can't seem to get working on very well, even though we try, are our kids. We can't work with the kids. We've got Sivanilvik running, but they only get the kids for 1 week a year up there at Sivanilvik. That's not enough. We have no or very few other programs for kids in our region, in any village. Anytime we try to put together a program for young people, it always ends up having to be for older kids. And we've got to get them as young as we can. We got some good programs going. I know, because I travel and I talk to people. Everybody wants to see our Sivanilvik program. Everybody wants to see social rehabilitation program, the jail program we've got, because these are different programs that we're trying to work with our people. But that's still not enough. We've got to do some more. And so I think we need to do some of that. But we're open. We're going to be trying to come up with ideas on what, if the borough has extra money, what we should do with it. Right now, we're not planning on taxing anybody. We can get enough money from the Red Dog Mine to operate the borough and maybe have a little extra. We won't have to tax anybody, and that's what we're trying
to do. SRC base, Nana base.
I can't guarantee it, because I don't know what...
okay, I copied your conversation. The meeting started at 9, but we can wait for
him. Then I'll have a better idea.
Roger,
next
they
fall,
expected him to report around 10:30.
October 7th is a regular election date. We'll be having two, at the same time, two elections. One is for the school board. The regional school board, once the borough is formed, become a part of the borough.
Okay, thank you very much.
So we have to re-elect all the board members. So 11 school board seats are open. And we have a chance to elect all school board seats. And I think it's important that you elders pay attention to who's running. make sure that we get good people on there. And make sure that Inupiaq's control the board again, because that's what we're trying to do. In the borough election, we've got all Inupiaq's on there. So we've got, you know, no problem there. I'm not against the Lawtonese getting on. They, you know, they should have a chance too. So I don't have anything like that. But as long as most of them are Inupiaq on the boards, that's okay. So you got to pay attention to that election. The other election that we're having at the same time is for a charter commission. In order to become a home rule borough where we have the most control, we have to elect a charter commission. There's 7 members, and they don't come from any village. They're just at large. They run from any place. And those 7 people will sit down for a year and write a charter. It's like a constitution and bylaws for organizations, that kind of thing. And they set up the rules. And they have to go out and talk to everybody in all the villages and come up with these rules. And then by the next election, in October of 87, all of the people up here will vote on whatever they come up with, whether it's good or not. And if it's good, then you'll vote yes for it, and then we become a home rule borough, which is gives us the most local control. And so that's important, who gets on that, because these are the people that are going to write this chart. And if we don't have our own people who are, you know, good enough to work on this, then we might not have a very good charter. And we'll be stuck with that charter for a long time. You can change it, but it's hard to change. And so it has to be done right the first time. So those are the 2 things that are coming up that are, I think, real important in that election.
Tam Nova, Apollon, Portuguese and Lakana, North Slope, Northwest Arctic Borough, or Lakni, Kapchakti Tema, Kakmanga, Red Dog Nunaga, Waptinun, Kachumine Jibo, Borough Alakata Wata Maslu, Detachment, Testing your Red Dog Nunaga, No Tampe, Lopan, the Waptinia Slu, the Borough. Nakota, pokotigil naka, kamamani, kapsili, kalikpat, kuyagin naka salahu aglan, damna akukalo kisenik, inyaktara na asuru takinya, muna. Adi mo pokotigil naka, malhoom na iglan, kati maramani kutik tako, mokari tekyo, inisi magigilu, kisuti langit, ahi, nuli kwenu po. So gok sabah, adlat aku ber sabah nak, tangan tu punya punya juni ukur tingin laka, canggu, tak gok nuna akhirat dan apa, nuna itu karena mak kita ni rakyat gok pikiran, adlat ikan yutonnya katanya itu ber tangan melucon ukur tingin laka. Sulit macam mana taksi kan dinya dikenal kan aku korang lakta next month go sama kami kunik tapu nengah katimak kati kita akan lebih orang ni kisir hari sulit berum ikhlas kau tengah manik pening ni juga ubah ukur tiga. Sama kanok kami ikut ni kanok pun maninya tanah silanga ubah pagma mana kami ikut ini semua esok tu le dan sama berum ikut lekuk sangat gok kami ikut ni pinjam macam
Sumite, ang pagsulit ng halaga ko si John Manupa, Berkut, ang magalang.
to be different people. I don't think anybody that's on the assembly wants to run for these other seats, but they could. They could. They can't. They can be on any one of them if they want to. So assembly members could run for the charter commission or the school board. Right now, like Robert, who was on the school board before, and now he's on the assembly, he can stay on the school board. And if he wants to run for his seat on the school board again, he can. So it doesn't hold him back. He can stay in both places. But it's pretty tough to try to do all of that work, you know, one person. So I don't think there's going to be, you know, this, some of these same people are not going to run again that used to be on the school board and now are on the assembly. But I don't know. That's something they decide themselves. I think most of the people will be, you know, the people who are on the school board now or new people that want to run.
John, I remember there were some comments on the radio from one for Nigerian. I suppose the assembly hasn't talked about two people representing from one village to the other villages, like Buckland and Deering, you know, they're represented by two people from Sully and Apex, Sivoline, and the Cayenne are represented from, you know, Cayenne.
Yes, we have, but you know, we're stuck with the rules that they give us from Washington, D.C., you know, and as the Supreme Court set the rules on where people have to come from. It's based on population, and so that's why we have to make districts the way they are, and it's up to you people to vote them in. Now, somebody from those villages could have been voted in, but the way the votes worked, we ended up with two people from Selwick and two people from Cayenne instead of spreading them out. And there's no way we can control that and follow the law. So I think, you know, that's what's going to happen, you know, from unless you voters take a look at it and you do anything with it. So you're right, we haven't talked about how they can represent those villages. We have a little bit, but we haven't talked about, you know, sending somebody from Selwick to Buckland and Deering and somebody from Norwich or Cayenne to Galena and Notak. We haven't done that yet, but we will. We will talk about it. But we've talked about trying to get people from every village involved, or almost every village involved in the borough, is through the Planning Commission, which will be forming. And I get to pick the people on the Planning Commission. And what I'll try to do is spread them out. There's going to be only seven on the Planning Commission. And I'll try to spread them out to at least most of the villages that have no representation on the Assembly.
Yeah, I think that's made part of my question, is how they're going to be represented by these people that are going to go live there, and I suppose as long as you have the Planning Commission.
That'll help a little bit, because the Planning Commission doesn't cover everything that the Assembly does. So the only way we could possibly do it would be to take those people from Selwick and Norwich and Cayenne and give them the money to go visit the other villages. So that's the only way I think we can do it.
Yeah, I was just wondering how it was going to work out when, you know, they're going to do it on their own expense.
Well, you know, we've had a problem with the American way of voting for a long time up here, and that's why, you know, we asked you to get involved in some of this to make sure that, you know, that we don't, that our own people get a chance to get elected. But we have to learn how to use the rules even more. For instance, let's use an example. We get two people from Selwick and nobody from Buckland and Deering. One of those people could have come from Buckland or Deering. I think one of them should come from Selwick because that's a bigger village than those other two put together. But one of them, but you know, when we were getting candidates out of those villages, Buckland put up a couple, two people, they split the votes. Deering put up a couple people, they split the votes. We got to learn how to control that. There should only have been one person running from each of them villages. In fact, if they really wanted to, Buckland and Deering should get together and decide who the one person is that's going to run, and they both support him, and he's got a chance, or she's got a chance. We have to learn how to use that system so that we can spread the people out. And same thing in NOTAC and Kivalin. They had so many candidates, they split the votes. So they never got a chance. And that's why two people... The people from Cayenne didn't want to have two seats. Those guys were trying to figure out how they could get out of having two people from Cayenne, but they couldn't do it. One of them did. One of them said, hey, we got too many. One of them just withdrew. But even after he withdrew, they still had, you know, somebody else that had to get elected again. And I think, you know, so the candidates are not at fault. It's us. In some places, we, you know, it's good to run a lot of people for office. But in other cases like this here, you've got to, you know, with the number of votes you have, you can only elect so many people. And you have to be selective. You've got to pick them first. You know, who are we going to run? Who we want to support? And you, and anybody else say, no, you can't run because we'll lose if too many people run. And that's how we have to work in those areas.
Right, is it like you were down there?